Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So spraining his opposite ankle and just really evening out your life to start this 2022. Speaking of 2022, there's 2022 of us today.
Wow, that was terrible.
Get it? Oh, it hurt me.
That was so bad.
I think I need to go to the emergency room. I'm actually going to jump off. You got this by yourself.
No, joking. No, we're not doing that. Fuck no.
Joking. I'm not Don Denham, but I am redacted. This is Reddit Mavericks, and this is the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. First one of the year.
I believe so. I don't know. I don't even know anymore. But hello, guys. New podcast. I think we skipped the last couple weeks just because like Christmas and New Year's, and there's a big life events have been happening, and then obviously like a pandemic, which I think has taken a couple of us down. So it's kind of, you know,
the pod postponed due to protocols. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. We're all like in health and safety protocols for a little bit. It seemed like.
Don definitely was. Is that a HIPAA violation? I don't know. We don't have paperwork.
No. I'm still kind of feeling something. I don't know what it is, but
beer.
Whatever, you know. Anyway. So yeah, we're back. We're back. We're hanging out. New Year, the Mavs have decided to have a brand new turnover, new leaf this year. So far, we're undefeated as of recording. This is right before the Bulls game, which could, I might just drink the shit out of us. So.
Yeah, all of our joy could turn to ashes in our mouths soon.
In about 3-4 hours?
Yeah. But
But, you know, it is what it is. And, the team has been turning it up. Not so much offensively, but defensively.
Offense has jolted awake at moments. It's more exciting than we could say, I don't know, a month or two ago.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's been crazy.
We're not a juggernaut, but we're starting to shoot well randomly. It's not like every game, but the defense has been so great. It hasn't mattered.
And it's like, if we were doing this against like consistently bad teams, I'd be like, oh, this sucks. But who do we win against? We won against the Nuggets.
I'm gonna go back to the 29th. We lost this game, but we held the Kings to 95 points on December 29th. On December 31st, held the Kings to 96 points, but we beat them because we scored 112, which, if you don't know, is a little bit more than 96. And then to start the new year, beat the Thunder 95-86, beat the Nuggets 103-89 in a game in which we really did just clamp them up, and then did the same thing to the Warriors. It was really bizarre. And then just like exploded all over the Rockets the other night without our two best players, and beat them pretty soundly. So interesting. We're suddenly a top five defense officially.
And, yeah, like mile number metrics were top five, which is crazy.
A decent little win streak going, and now we've got the Bulls in town, who are also on fire.
Yeah,
so,
they are.
It'll be. People are calling it a good test. I don't know if it's a good test, but it's certainly a test. I'll say a good test when the team's finally healthy.
Yeah, when everybody's finally healthy, we're going against other teams that are finally healthy. I think that's a good barometer of what's going on. I mean, like, looking back, like, at the wins, like, the Nuggets game was, both games I thought we were gonna lose, we end up winning. Like, Golden State Warriors, obviously that game was like Dirk's night and everything, and it's like, bro, like, if we get our asses handed to us, like, it's gonna sting a little bit, but at least like we're here for Dirk's like Jersey retirement, which is like a completely different thing.
Well, there was that past trauma Mavs fan kind of in me that was like, oh, Curry's going to score 60 points on us. Yeah. We're going to lose by 30. And then just awkwardly be like, Here's your jersey, Dirk, hanging in the rafters and a statue with three testicles. So here you go.
I mean, like, a lot of it was just like with three testicles. God, we got questions about the
I can't wait.
By the way, okay. Anyway, but yeah, dude, I just remember we were at the game, obviously, and it's just like, bro, like, I think like we spent most of the third quarter like at one of the bars inside the AAC. And
we were in the tap room kicking it with a few cool.
Yes, cool.
Battles for lives.
Yep. You know, we were in there and just like watching the game like on the screen and like. When people, that was the quarter where I was like, oh crap, we're gonna lose this, because like Golden State came back and we were like within like two.
Well, we started the second half and with 5:28 left in the quarter had only scored 6 points. It was not good. And then Dorian Finney-Smith was like, enough.
Yeah, enough of this shit. Can't ruin Dirk's night.
I will break like, the seal.
Oh God, it was so good. Obviously, the ceremony was really awesome. I took absolutely no pictures, I don't think. Of the ceremony, like it was, because you know me, like I'm very much like online a lot, and that was like the one point where I was like, no, I can't fucking take any pictures of this shit. I gotta just bring it in, like, you know, take it in as it is. And
yeah, I was very in the moment there, so kind of proud of that.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. You know, I got my jersey, I got a couple shirts, I finally was able to get, because when we won the championship. I was broke in college and couldn't afford to buy the fucking, the 2011 championship shirt. Right. And by the time I was able to, like, they had already sold out and I couldn't find them anywhere, you know, and I wasn't, and at the time I was like, I'm not gonna do fucking eBay and all that shit. Like, you know, like, you know, they raise their prices. And so I finally have one. It's the one that they came out with the retirement with the, it's like gold, like the letters are gold. And obviously it's like the little statue and, it's black, and I'm like, this is fucking cool. Like, you know, it's kind of like a redo for what now, almost what, 11 years now. So, it was really cool to get that, and then just the jerseys are really cool, bro. I saw yours, the white one that came in.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that shit is fucking.
And honestly, and I said this because I'm like, oh my god, oh I got this one, and I wish I'd got that one. I'm like, honestly, there wasn't a bad choice. I saw every single jersey in person, like on a human. And they're all sexy.
Yeah.
It's hard to go wrong with this Dirk collection. But yeah, that one just, I loved the, I don't have any white jerseys. I know it makes it harder to wear, but honestly, with a limited edition jersey, you're probably not going to wear it that much anyway. And then two, you know, the German flag on the back was a nice touch. It was just my favorite overall. I did like all of the others though. And then the jacket I got, oh my God.
Oh yeah, the jacket. Oh, that's right.
Oh man.
Someone from Mavs Twitter.
Big, humongous shout out to Mavs Spam, the nicest fucking person. Was just big chilling by the arena, having a drink with his wife. I'm sweating bullets at work because when the gear dropped, you know, the jacket sold out so fast. I got the jersey and then I didn't. The problem is, I went to order the jersey and I didn't see the jacket. I just threw the jersey in the cart so fast. I was like, oh, I can't miss out on this jersey. And then. It's like, oh my God, that jacket's also sold out. What the fuck? It's been like 3 minutes. What? A little birdie told me, Reddit Mavericks, that Spam Mavs was hanging out. So I shot him a DM and was like, hey, would you like to make some cash?
And he did. So he made some cash.
He made some cash. Got a little bonus
for braving the pop-up line
and somehow snagging that jacket. I mean, that was cool.
That pop-up line looked like it was long as shit when I got there too. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it moved fairly fast though. He was giving me updates. I was like, "Oh, you're already almost there." But he did say like when, but by the time he got there, there were like seven or eight jackets,
all different sizes.
One of them just happened to be my size still. So I was like, "Thank God!"
Wow,
that was definitely the score of the night for me.
You know, and I've heard that the collection is gonna restock, but I don't know when. And obviously, that's gonna go really quick too. So,
yeah, I DM'd the Mavericks official shop Twitter asking about that specifically. And then they sent me the most useless generic response. And I was like, cool. And just unfollowed them.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Okay, cool. Cause they did that thing where it's like, boost us to 4,000 followers and we'll
drop something
for y'all. And
which what was it? Was it the collection?
We boosted them like a good, but just between everyone that interacted with it, I think, I don't know if you.
No,
gave
I saw it after.
All Things Mavs did. I did a few people. And then suddenly they just jolted up by like 500-600 followers. And then they were like, we dropped two more shirts or something. And they were like, it was like a few like minor pieces of gear that were fine. But I was like, oh, okay. I was hoping you were going to be like, restock. Here's the code or something.
Whatever.
It wasn't that exciting. They also waited forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, great games this week. Past couple weeks, really.
Yeah, it's been nice. It's a different vibe. The vibes were very much not great before this little run we've been on. I mean, we had a decent... honestly, we had a pretty good December.
Yeah,
we had a really good December.
Considering COVID...
I mean, all the inconsistencies. I mean, we... Let's see. Like beat the Knicks. Wait, I'm looking at the wrong schedule. Never mind. The Bulls had a good December. Sorry, I pulled up the Bulls schedule. This is not me. God, the Mavericks had a good December too. But
I was like, what the fuck? Like,
when did we play the Knicks?
We played them on Wednesday.
Wednesday. I wanted to go to that game.
Going to the Garden.
I was gonna travel and go to that game. I had some fun planned for that, but it'll have to wait till next season.
And remember, we're also hanging out during that game too. So online,
of course.
Which, if you guys haven't heard about yet,
and won't hear about it before this game starts tonight, probably.
But, true, but you know, like if you're online and you're bored and want to hang out with us online, there's a Discord channel that you can. It's like $1 a month, really. And from there, you can find a bunch of random shit that we'll be doing, like through the games and stuff like that. So,
well, it's through our Patreon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for the Patreon.
We're really organized. A cool new feature to our Patreon will be the ability to hang out with us during a game. So we chill in a chat room and sort of just talk about what we're seeing, quite literally.
Yeah. Predictions for tonight, because I'm sure by the time people hear this, the game will already be over.
Man.
I think we lose, but barely.
I think we probably lose in a heartbreaker.
Yeah, I think like DeMar or someone who I really wanted is going to fuck us up somewhere.
And the only reason I say that is because the Bulls have won 9 games in a row, and it probably would have been 10 or more if the 2 games before the streak and one of the games in the middle hadn't been postponed.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were supposed to play Detroit on the 14th of December. That got postponed. The Raptors got postponed. Beat the Lakers, beat the Rockets, Raptors postponed again, beat the Pacers, beat the Hawks twice, beat the Pacers again, beat the Wizards, beat Orlando, beat the Wizards again.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, at the same time, the Mavericks, for whatever reason, no matter how their season is going, seem to always end people's like crazy streaks for some reason. So I don't know.
It's been like that. I have no idea why. Like, it's been like that for a while. And I think like... this team was just weird enough to do that shit again. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into questions, man. We got a ton, and I forgot to whittle them down. So, as many as we can get through, right?
Right.
All right, let's see. Dalton Richard, the Texas Waffle. Oh, shit, the Dare Texas Waffle? I don't know what the fuck that means, but anyway. You can only choose one. The others are erased from existence. Grapes, bananas, or apples?
So, you don't wait, the others are gone?
Yeah, so you pick one to save and the other two like are gone from existence, basically. Give me apples, bro. I'll take apples. Like, fuck bananas. Bananas can go to hell. Grapes I'll miss, but it's a sacrifice that I'd have to make to keep apples. So.
So, it depends. If I'm being selfish, I'm keeping bananas.
What? Okay.
If I'm being unselfish, I'm keeping grapes because if you get rid of grapes, there's no wine to drink.
Ah, they don't even think about that. Well, you know, they can figure
it
out. Yeah. Maybe apple cider. Cider has alcohol in it, bro. It's fine.
Cider.
Oh, man. Okay, let's see. Next question comes from... oh, sorry, what?
Say the wine industry is shaking right now. At your
I know, because I'm like cider. Texas fan underscore 05 asks, is it me or do Luka's ankles remind you of Dirk's throughout his career? Just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the same thing.
He's tough. He's tough. He'll play through a lot. I think this year, he probably could have played sooner. Other than like the COVID part, of course, but like I think they're being very, very
stealthy about it.
Stealthy, well, not stealthy. They're really, really, truly trying to preserve him for the playoffs because they know that he turns it up a gear. But that the last 2 years, it's just a beating, putting the team on your back. So I think with Brunson turning it up a notch and just preservation in mind, they're probably like just going to rest him more than they normally would. But that's okay. I would rather him be healthy.
Yep. Let's see. Jonas asks, will the Mavs find any kind of rhythm this season? Some injuries, health and safety protocols, 10-day contracts, and so on. Yeah, I think they will. I think they are at the moment, actually.
I think we're watching them click currently, at least defensively. Offensively, it's coming around. Reggie Bullock's been great since he's been back. Tim has had his moments. He's still having a really bad season, in my opinion. Luka hasn't quite been in a rhythm either, but the funny thing about Luka is even if he's not in a rhythm, he's still very effective. So
still putting up like 23, like 9,
yeah, when 8, he comes around, that'll be nice. Porzingis was in a rhythm from pretty much everywhere but three, so his 3-pointer will come around as well.
Excuse me. Oh no. Anyway, next question comes from Mavs Network. This is for you. If you were in charge of making the Dirk statue and it couldn't be a fadeaway, what would it look like and how many basketballs would be on it?
It can't be a fadeaway.
Yeah.
It would be that pose from game two after the 2011 in the 2011 finals after the final buzzer. That iconic photo of Dirk kind of fist pumping as he's walking around Dwayne Wade on the ground in the foreground, like
dude,
when he was pretending like he got fouled, but the game was over and Dirk's walking past with his fist in the air. I'd do that, but maybe D Wade's laying on a bed of basketballs or something.
Or something. I was even thinking, like, because I know D Wade likes attention, and it's like, what if he don't even like, if it's just like a nameless, faceless, like just person on the ground? That'd be hilarious. I'd love that. That's a really good answer, dude. I think mine, that's not as the obviously the lefty layup, you know, in the same series. Like,
yeah,
I think that's got to be like the, like those two, I think, are like the big ones that would not be a fadeaway, you know, because they're such iconic like images that happened like within our like within the franchise's, you know, lifetime. So Dirk, so Juan asked, now that Dirk's number is retired, who should go up next? Also, why is Bryce such a loser? First of all, it's really mean to Bryce. Bryce, if you're listening, please don't fire Juan. He writes pretty good for the site, so please don't do that. Secondly, I think it should be Jet, you know?
Makes sense.
You know, like, I know that there's a lot of talk about, you know, honoring guy, more guys from the 80s and stuff like that, but, or the 80s and 90s, but... You know, I think besides Dirk, like, Jet's kind of like the number two, you know?
Yeah, he was here a while. Yeah. I could see Jet going up. They may be weird and put Kid up there for some reason.
which I'm curious about how that's going to go because, you know, Kid left in such a, you know, a weird way. So
he really did.
I don't know. It's kind of weird that he's our coach after all that, but, you know, it is what it is.
Among other things.
Yep. Next question comes from Mavs Burner. What part of the mind part do you predict about the end of the year world, not World Cup, wild card seeding? So like the two spots, the end, 7 and 8. I'm sure that the Lakers get one. I just don't see them, you know. And I don't know, man. The West kind of sucks this year. So, what do you think?
I'm trying to see the current standings. Are we just talking about the Western seedings?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
All right, we'll just keep it at the Western Conference. Yeah,
that's our conference.
Who's going to get it? Like, who's going to come out of the play-in?
Or who's going to be those, like, last two spots? I'm assuming that's what he's asking.
Well, just looking at it. It might be the Lakers and the Clippers, honestly.
Oh, Jesus, that'd be great.
Clippers are the 8th seed right now. I want the Wolves to make it. Oh, it'd be hilarious if the Lakers didn't make it and, like, the Timberwolves got in. But then we're suddenly hearing rumblings that Kawhi could be back before the end of the season, and I'm like, not now, God. Not now.
I did hear that, and I was like, dude, don't do this to us, dude. Come on. We're so close. It's not to deal with them.
So close to being away from them.
Right? Let's see. Next question comes from Blake. What do we do about JB? I would love to keep him, but his value keeps going up by game. That's true. If we sign him, you won't have too much money to do anything else, given Luka, Tim, and KP's contracts. Do we trade him to get something before he's a free agent, or should we sign him and let Nico get creative? I like that second part where it's like re-sign him and then let Nico like do his thing.
We have to sign him, or we have to trade him while we still can. Yeah. So it's an interesting conundrum we've put ourselves with his contract. So not sure what's going to happen there, but it's pretty clear that he deserves a payday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think, yeah, we had to just go and just sign him, and then if something happens, something comes around next trade season, do something, you know? I'll miss him, but, you know, the game's the game, so. Next question is from PigChamp12, great name. Is this Mavs defense sustainable?
I'd say yes.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, it almost seems like, you know, like in a game where you can play like your attributes to or something, and you have like a limited number of attributes. It's almost like we put our attribute numbers into like, you know, the defense. And so our offensive attack is like super fucking low for some reason, but we're just a fucking tank. So it's like, whatever. It doesn't really matter really in the end of everything. But
we rotate differently than we've seen the team rotate in a way that just kind of forces turnovers. Like that's our means of getting stops a lot of the time, is just forcing teams into awkward passes.
Yep.
And I believe that's sustainable because we've got a lot of guys that are capable of kind of maintaining that system. And, you know, it, even with Porzingis out, it's still been the case that we're just clamping people up. So I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. Next question comes from Smileycus. When do we release Willie for Chris? It should have happened like a week ago.
Honestly. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know, dude.
It's also very strange that there's been no real clear update on Willie in general. I mean, if someone's out for personal reasons, it's personal, but like there's just not been a peep about anything.
I'm saying it's kind of like the, you know, the Tyrell Terry stuff from last year, you know,
which usually ends in the player getting released eventually.
Yeah. You know, which I mean, it kind of seems like that's what's going to happen, but we don't know. You know, no one really knows like what the issue is. So, let's see. Next question comes from Jennifer. She asks, how excited are you for the Dirk statue outside the AAC?
I'll be more excited when it doesn't have three testicles.
I just need to have one, if anything, like coming from the palm. Like
even at the game, like I was like, oh, so cool, he's getting a statue. But like, even it just took me out of the moment for a second. I was like, you had one job.
I was too emotional, and I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. And I looked at the next day, and I was like, damn.
In my head, I was like, this is fine, but like, you had one job. One job, which was, and this was my fear, like, privately, was like, we're going to overthink the statue.
And that's exactly what happened.
It just looks like something that they overthought. Like, we could just have the fadeaway. Right, but like, what if we had two more balls and like this kind of line, like, you know, kind of comic book style to convey that the ball is in motion, like to you know, physically translate Dirk's shot arc into a physical manifestation of it. Like what?
You know what they should have done? You remember when we went to the game and they had like the virtual reality looking ass shit on the walls?
Yes.
They should do that with the ball. Like, if they're going to do that, like, just like do it like
just have a hologram come out and catch you.
That'd be cool as shit. You know, like, could come from, like, you know, underneath, like, and make sure, like, people can't get on it, you know? Like,
right.
I don't know. Like, I think that'd be cool as shit. That'd be a cool way to do it.
They just, all they needed to do was immortalize that fadeaway. They didn't need
nothing
to,
else. Nothing else.
I think the internet roasting it into the ground. Well, hopefully.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking why they put it out there, just to see like what the reaction would be like from the public, and then they'll change it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
I mean, it's still, I mean, regardless of how the statue looks, it's still the coolest shit.
That it is.
Dirk is getting that, but please, just one ball. Sorry, Mavrello. They only need to be one ball.
Only one. What if it's Mavrello? That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, it wouldn't.
Next question comes from Al. It feels like the Mavs leveled up overnight. What happened? Is it possible for all the roster hardships were good for them psychologically? That's kind of what I'm getting at, really, with this whole team, is that, like, it seems like for the last, like, however many years, you know, like, guys, you know, spots have been guaranteed no matter what, you know? And the NBA is a league where if you do take some time off, or if you do, like, have to take some time off, and a guy can come in and just fuck everything up for everybody, you know, in a good way. I kind of see that with, like, Marquise Chris. You know, I see that with, like, obviously guys like Josh Green getting more time, you know, stuff like that. I think it is psychological a little bit, even though they probably won't admit it, you know. That's just kind of my take on it.
Mm.
About you?
Sure. Cool. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
I will say this about the team. One thing I thought about is ever since we've started having to sign these 10-day dudes and throw them into the mix, the whole energy of the team has changed, and I think it really lit a fire under everybody collectively. Mm. And then just starting to gel. I don't know if that fresh energy helped or the threat of, oh, these 10-day dudes are outplaying me. Like, maybe that helped too. It's just been, it's been weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Or one could say, like, because, you know, Chris is sticking around. They're keeping Pinson, it sounds like. You know, we've maybe subtly upgraded our talent.
Yeah, sneak upgraded.
And as much as it hurts me to say, Dwight Powell's been really good lately.
Oh, it doesn't hurt me at all. I'm happy. He's happy. He's doing good.
No, I just it's like karma for all of my trolling.
Oh yeah, it probably is. Let's see. Next question comes from Austin. How many third graders could you take on in a fight? I work in school, in a school, and I do have 2 third graders in my class, actually, and they're fucking terrifying, so, but I could probably take both of them on, honestly.
I could beat up at least 1,000.
1,000? I'm being real secure, and I'm saying, I could probably take on, like, 10 before I start getting tired, I feel like. You know, once I start getting tired, though, that's when it's like,
My fight or flight kicks in, it's over. I don't care how many third graders are in front of me. Steamrolled out of the way.
Let's see.
You know, like the video game Dynasty Warriors?
Oh my god, Dynasty Warriors. Fuck
yes. You just tap square. That's me. But with punching.
What a great game.
And punting.
Like, there was like no strategy in that game.
If you're a game dev, a Dynasty Warriors style game where you're a teacher trying to escape a school and you have to fight third graders.
Yes. Fuck yeah. Okay, let's see. Next question. It's from Junior. What temperature do you have the thermostat on while you sleep? It depends. If it's like really cold outside, I crank it up to 73 heat. You know, and also we have a child, so it's kind of like, it's just, we have a small baby. He doesn't have any, like, real body fat yet, so it's kind of like, you know, make sure he's warm. Otherwise, like, if it's like during the summer, like, try to keep it, like, at 70, 71, because, man, those energy prices will fuck you up.
So, true.
Yeah.
We're rocking out about 72, 73 right now.
Yeah. Nice.
With the heat. It doesn't come on that often. It's been fairly decent in Austin currently. So
Oh, what to Austin? No, I'm playing. Let's see.
Live here.
I know. He left me. They both left me. Yeah. Wesley asks, best pizza and beer combo. Oh, man. You know, it's funny. I actually don't like to drink and eat at the same time. It annoys the shit out of everyone that I know. Because, like, bro, what the fuck? Like, eat and drink. Like, I can't do it. I guess, like, I haven't done it forever. Like, since I was, like, in college. So, I mean, back then it was always just, like, Pizza Hut and, like, you know, a fucking Miller Lite or some shit like that. You know, very basic on both ends because it's Pizza Hut and fucking Miller Lite. But it's kind of what I always rock with. What about you, Squish?
I mean, best pizza and beer combo. Like, we're talking specific beers and a specific pizza?
Yes.
Because I don't, I mean, I like you, don't, I don't like drinking beer with food.
I can't do it.
Like a little appetizer or something, yeah. But eating, like, pizza's always great after you've had a lot to drink.
It is. That's fucking
true. I will say, whatever beer I'm having, my favorite thing ever to this day will be walking into any dollar slice joint in New York City, just getting a pepperoni slice or whatever they got going on.
Fuck yeah.
At like which 2 in the morning.
Which I heard they raised the price on those, actually.
I'm sure they had to.
That's sad. Sad. Fucking COVID has done so much damage to everyone around us. Let's see. Hansy Champ, I don't like that name, asked, do retire Jets jersey number 31? Yes.
Yes.
Like, sooner than later, please.
Unrelated, Hansy Champ, I saw you did Mavs Twitter power rankings, and I did not make it.
Oh, that was that dude? Oh, okay. Oh,
it's fine. It's fine. I'm clearly I'm in the play-in for that. It's
you're
okay.
In the play-in for that.
I'll get in and usurp a one seed. It's fine.
Okay. Whatever.
I don't actually care about stuff like that. I just like
the one. I think the one seed is
who's Hansy Champ.
I think the one seed is Kirk right now.
Which it's Kirk, hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will usurp Kirk.
All right, let's see.
Not afraid of your check mark.
Gabriel asks.
Just quick aside, it is endlessly funny to me to see Kirk with a check mark just because he's still got the Falcor avatar.
It's so great, dude. It's funny. I ran someone who had the Falcor avatar that wasn't him, and I was like, who the fuck is this? You know, and I was like, what the fuck? And I think they're also verified, so I was like, this is really confusing.
Oh, this is creepy.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? Okay, anyway. Gabriel asks, why is WCS still a Mavs player? And why the fuck Chris doesn't have a guaranteed contract yet? I can't tell you, man. I have been trying to get in contact with Nico for like the last like day.
Yeah, Nico won't answer the phone, so.
He won't answer my phone.
No, we're working on it.
Let's see. Jose asks, personally think the roster could you still use a shakeup? What do you guys think? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally down.
Absolutely.
Anything that makes the team better. Like
anything that brings in more talent is a good thing, even at this point, even with us playing well.
At this juncture. Yeah.
As a fan.
Okay, let's see. Next question comes from John. Is Jason Kidd coaching doing a lot more than we think? Their defense is better, but their offense is kind of iffy at times.
I think the defensive schemes that Kidd has picked up during his time as an assistant coach that he's implemented with us, I think that's actually working.
Yeah.
Because and also the NBA, the one-on-one defender is partially a myth at this point because there's so many situations where you have to switch now. So the name of the game is how do you switch and rotate? And this defense that we are running currently seems to have a real big emphasis on how we switch and how we rotate because we weren't seeing the way we fly around and kind of get to shooters and stuff like that. That was not a Rick Carlisle thing. This is something different. And it seemed awkward at first, but now that they're getting the hang of it, I'm like, oh, all right.
Not see what they're trying to do. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's how I feel. I think a lot of it for me too is like it seems like the way that this coaching staff is constructed is like Jason Kidd isn't exactly like the one making the final decisions, right? again, it's kind of like being like an NFL coach, where it's like the head coach is kind of the figurehead and, you know, connects like all the dots together. And then that's like the scheme, you know, the plan. But he still has like, you know, Sweeney, you know, who's doing, who I think is like the defensive guy on the team. You know, Igor, who's been out, apparently. I didn't realize he was out with COVID, you know, who's supposed to be in charge of like the offense, stuff like that. You know, like,
I think Igor's mark on the offense has been apparent. It's just taken a little while to start working.
Yeah, it's a whole new scheme. And like, you know, like, these players have been playing under Ricardo for how long, however long they've been here, aside from like, what, two or three players who have just signed this year, you know, or plus like the, you know, the 10 days. But, you know, I feel like, I think it's all finally coming together. Like, it was, we all knew it was going to take a little while, and it was super frustrating when it wasn't coming together, obviously. Like, you know, we were getting blown the fuck out, you know, at the beginning of the year, which was not fun for anybody. And now it's like, okay, like, now we I can kind of see, like, where the process is, like, it's happening, and things are going well for us. So I'm really excited to see how the second half of the season goes. Like, after All-Star break, I wonder how we're going to be clicking, especially if everybody's healthy, you know? Let's see. Last question. I love this. Jordan asks, should Josh Green be all NBA first team or just an All-Star? I think just an All-Star. That's a little less rare than all NBA first team. No, honestly, though, like, Josh has been so fucking good. Like, I'm so happy.
It's funny, you know, how after Desmond Bane popped off about him, that he's just gotten endless playing time and actually capitalized.
Which I felt so bad for Josh Green when Desmond Bane said that shit, because I was like, he didn't mean to get drafted by the Mavs, like, you know.
Also, it wasn't his fault that he was playing for Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, you know, like, Rick doesn't like any fucking new guy.
I hate youth.
Unless they're Luka, you know, and at that point you're kind of, you know, being forced to do it. So
Rick's an elitist. He only likes fucking transcendent once in a lifetime players.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. You know, like, good for Josh Green, though. You know, he's I can tell you, he hasn't quite earned, you know, picking up like the most prominent assignment yet. Like, he's not picking up the other team's best player yet, but I think he's going to get there pretty soon, because it's like, we rely a lot of it on his athleticism and defense. So, and the offense, you know, will come around, I think, with him. You know, I just think, like, he's not going to be a Desmond Bane or a Sadiq Bey. You know, he's not going to be popping off for like 25, 30 a game. You know, it's going to be 15, probably maybe 20 a couple times, but nothing crazy. So, I'm really excited for him. I think he's going to be a really good, like, role player in the league. So, you know, which is kind of like where, when you're picked to where he was picked, it's kind of like where you're supposed to be usually. So, and with that, those are all the questions, guys. We appreciate you guys for asking all these questions. Again, one of the perks of joining our Patreon is that if you are in the Patreon and you ask a question, your question becomes kind of moves to the front of the line, because normally, like, answering all these questions does take a long time. You know, today we kind of speed ran it, but a lot of times it takes a lot of time because we want to make sure we give you guys good answers. And so, you know, sometimes you can't get to everybody. Yeah, thank you guys for asking a bunch of questions. We appreciate everybody who listens, who subscribes, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps us out a ton. I guess that's it. So I'll see you guys later.
See ya.